Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. It is 10:45 in the evening. It's my first, I think, very late evening show. Tonight, I have 30 minutes with you guys, and tonight I want to do actually a couple of things. First, I want to give you a review, if I can, of two movies I've seen. And let me be honest with these reviews. And the first one is, first of all, let me you guys know, there is the number. If you've seen this show before, you should have the number jotted down. If this is the first episode you're listening to the Matt Kramer Show, the number to call in for guests is 563-999-3030. Okay. So 563-999-3030. Please call in with your questions, your concerns. We can talk about faith if you want to tonight. I have 30 minutes, 29 and a half minutes, really. And we can talk about faith, but I want to do a couple reviews of movies I have recently seen, okay? So the first movie I've seen in the last few weeks. Excuse me. The first one is the live-action version of Little Mermaid. But Ariel, King Triton, Sebastian, Flounder, and all those wonderful characters from the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s. And I will say this, Halle Berry, I think her name is the new actress, and she actually did pretty good. I will give credit to Miss Berry, Miss Berry, not Halle Berry, but the younger one. She actually did pretty good. The voice acting was good. A couple of weird things. The man who did the voice of Sebastian the Crab seemed a little too Jamaican. I don't think the actor himself is Jamaican per se, but it sounded a little too Jamaican for me, if you know what that means. What's his name? Oh, gosh. Now, Javier Bardem played King Dryden. And he was okay looking what I was expecting. But it actually did pretty good. Scuttle was voiced by a lady, I believe, this time. In the animated version, as a guy. Scuttle, the seagull, was voiced by a lady that's in the live action. Melissa McCarthy did Ursula, the, I believe, sister of King Triton. I think they're brother and sister. The King Triton and Ursula, brother and sister. And I will say this. Melissa actually did pretty good. Melissa McCarthy actually did pretty good in the role of Ursula. Okay. I would have expected a little more makeup done to her. The costume or CGI costume, whether it was a live costume or CGI, looked very good. The eels looked pretty good. They say Eric, the character of Eric, the prince, was a little too bulked up. I don't know if you've seen that article in there. He was a little too bulked up like he exercised a little too much. Eric was probably supposed to be a little leaner, a little slimmer, but I think honestly that's irrelevant. To be honest with you, so out of 5 stars, I'm actually let's see, out of 5 stars, I will give it. Let's see. 4 out of 5 is, let's see, 80%. I'll give 4 stars. 3.5 to 4 stars. All the girls, all the sisters of Ariel, they all looked very different. As did the sisters in the animated version as well. So here's a question. If anyone knows this, you can call in 563-999-3030. You want to call in and answer this question. How many wives did King Triton have? That's the question. Because the mother's gone. The mother's dead. In both cases, the animated version and the live version. The mother passed away. And I believe that she was killed by humans. I believe that's correct. But how many wives did King Triton actually have? Was it only one? Or did King Triton have multiple wives? Hopefully someone can answer that in the chat, or you can call in 563-999-3030. Okay. That's a Little Mermaid. Second movie I saw was Fast 10. Okay. Fast 10. I've seen now all the Fast and Furious movies except Tokyo Drift. The reason why I have not seen Tokyo Drift is because Vin Diesel is not in it. Lucas Black is in it. And I think Tokyo Drift is where we first meet Lucas Black's character. But I think I got that correct. If you have not seen it, then don't listen to this episode. The first few minutes is a flashback to the, I think it's Fast 5, where Brian O'Connor and Vin Diesel steal they heist a bank vault. And from this mob guy, more of a gang leader than a mob guy, pretty rich dude, the actor who plays the dad is he's from one of the early seasons of 24. He played what was his name? Not Escobar. Salazar. He played Hector Salazar, I think in season 3. I think it's season 3 of 24, Hector Salazar. So let me get that actor's name. Almeida, I think is his last name. Almeida. Not Tony Almeida. Tony Almeida is a character. Almeida is the actual actor's last name. So Joaquin de Almeida from Portugal, actually. And he played Hector Salazar in 24, and he was in Fast 5, of course. Yeah, Fast 5, I got it right. Hector Salazar, blah, 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 blah. Let's see. Let me get my Wikipedia here. By the way, this is going to YouTube, my Block Talk Radio podcast as well. This is, I want to say this is episode 3 in the podcast, Block Talk Radio podcast. So Joaquin, I think I'm saying his name correctly here, he was born in Lisbon, Portugal, okay? And he played, let me go down to his filmography here, blah, 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 Behind Enemy Lines, Fast Five, Herman Reyes. Okay, so Herman Reyes is a guy who was the owner of the bank vault. He was a member of the Federales. He was I'm not sure if he was chief, but he was a member of the Federales down there. And Ramon Salazar. Hector Salazar, I think, was his brother as well. And Hector was played by another actor. Okay, so Joaquin de Almeida played Ramon Salazar. That's the one. So Ramon Salazar. Okay, so I will say this. I liked Fast Five. I liked what Joaquin did. Okay. And it's two brothers, two sons. Let me get this right. Now let me go to the Fast and Furious. Fast and Furious 5. Yes. Herman Reyes, Fast Five Fandom, here we go. Herman Reyes, did he have a son? I think he did. Cast, here we go. Herman Reyes, he had two boys. He had two sons. Let's see. He's deceased. We know that. Family. So only one son. Oh, they had two sons. So Dante Reyes is played by Jason Momoa. My only critique about Jason Momoa's character is that he was a little too flamboyant. Okay, and I think that's the appropriate word to use. Another word that could be used is woke. I would not go that far. I would not go that far to call him woke. If you want to call him woke, you're more than welcome to do so. But in my humble opinion, Jason Momoa, I like Jason Momoa, okay, although I have not seen Aquaman yet. But I like Jason Momoa. I think he was a good choice to play the part, but the part was a little too flamboyant. Okay. I like the return of John Cena. I think that was kind of cool, and the young kid who played Brian. He did a pretty good job. I liked him. And Brian, if you don't know who Brian is, young Brian, is actually Dominic Toretto's boy through his relationship with the lady officer and Dominic Toretto. He has a son by this lady, blah, 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 or blah, exiling his brother, blah, 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 Baja Mexico. He's married to his lady. He's married to my lady. La 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 la. Teams up with Hobbs. Elena Nevis, that's her name. So Dominic and Elena, while Letty is presumed dead, Letitia Toretto, while she is presumed dead, Dominic Toretto has a relationship with Elena Nevis, and they have a son named Brian. Unfortunately, in Fast 7 or 8, Fate of the Furious, Elena is killed by Charlize Theron's character, her henchman, the Scottish dude. But through the help of the Shaw brothers, little Brian is rescued, flown off the plane, they're rescued, and so now Brian in Fast 10, Brian is grown up, and in Fast 10, Brian Little Brian is played by, let me see here, family, here we go. So, Brian Marcos is his name. And he is played by Leo Abello Perry. Interesting. In Fast 8, he's played by Carlos De La Hoz. In Fast 9, is Carlos De La Hoz as a baby, I think. Fast 9, he's played by twin brother. Okay, so Carlos De La Hoz is the baby. Isaac and Emmanuel Haldane is Fast 9. Where he's like two. He's got curly hair, he's two. And then Leo Abello Perry, and I think little Brian is about, what, 10 now almost? So Charlie Theron's character's name is Cypher. Okay, that's what it is. Cypher. And Marcus's mother's killed by Connor Rhodes, the Irish dude. Irish or Scottish, too, whatever it is. So Deckard and Darren Shaw. Okay. Connor Rhodes. Where is he from? No. I think he's Irish. I think he's Irish, with all that red hair. He's got to be Irish. Anyway. So, again, I liked Fast 10. I did like Fast 10. My only critique is Jason Momoa's character, Dante. Okay. And the last movie I saw recently is Transformers Rise of the Beast. I said 3.5 to 4 stars for Little Mermaid live action. I'm going to give out of 5 stars. Let's see. I'll give it 4.5. If I'm going to rate it out of 10, I would say Fast 10 gets 8 stars out of 10. Okay, 8 out of 10. Rise of the Beasts. is a good movie. Not a big fan of Pete Davidson, but he actually did pretty good in his movie. I liked the new kid. It's pretty good. He was funny. I know I have him. Oh yeah, 8.5 minutes. Okay. So 563-999-3030. Call in with your opinion about the movies. Rise of the Transformers. I really liked Ron Perlman as the voice of Maximal Prime, I think his name is, the gorilla. They actually did pretty good. I will give kudos to that. The Falcon is done by Michelle Yeoh, who is known for Star Trek Discovery as Georgia Philippa Giorgio. She's known for Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, among other things. And a movie that she won an Oscar for, along with Kehoon Kwan, who played Short Round in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. A little short round. So that actor. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, I think is the name of the film. So Michelle Yeoh, Perlman. And I think there's one more. Oh, yeah, the leopard. Or the cheetah, excuse me. Cheetor. So Rise of the Beasts. Rise of the Beasts. Cast, let's see. So Ron Perlman, Michelle Yeoh, Anthony Ramos is the name of the actor. He played Noah. He did pretty good. I liked him. Pete Davidson did a new Autobot named Mirage. Liza Koshy did RC. And Cheetor. Who did Cheetor? Let's see. Who did Cheetor? It's Rake. Peter Dinklage as Scourge. Or Scourge. He did pretty good. I like Peter Dinklage's voice acting here. Okay, so Cheetor was done by Tongaya Kairisa. I think I said that right. And then Rhinox was David Sabalos. Michael Kelly is Agent Burke, who recruits Noah, Anthony Ramos, into G.I. Joe. Oh, and Coleman Domingo did Unicron. He did pretty good. What in the world G.I. Joe have anything to do with Transformers? Someone, for the love of Optimus Prime and Peter Cole, tell me, what in the world has G.I. Joe anything to do with Transformers? So, please, in the comments, tell me what is the significance of bringing those two together? What is it? And that is the show for tonight. Also, can you smell what the Rock is cooking? You son of a bitch. Yes. It'll be exciting to see what Dwayne Dwayne Johnson does in Fast 11. Fast 10.1, 11. So that's the show for tonight. Please give your comments about the movies, what you thought about the movies. This is going on YouTube, so if you get to hear it on YouTube, please give me your comments about the movies, what you thought about the movies. And that would be great. That would be wonderful that you give your comments, your feedback on the movies if you've seen them. If you've not seen them, do not watch this podcast until you see those three movies: Little Mermaid, Fast 10, and Transformers: Rise of the Beasts. Until you see those movies, do not watch this episode. If you have seen these movies, write down in the comments what you thought in the YouTube version of this podcast. I thank you for listening, and I hope you all have a great night. Stay tuned for tomorrow night. We will be doing this every night, just about every night. Okay, July 4th, I may do a video July 4th. I will not be doing a video from July 5th to the 9th. Just let you know that. July 5th to the 9th, there will be no Blog Talk Radio stuff, okay? Just let you know. That's it. That's the show for tonight. I hope you all have a great night and a great week. And if I don't see you, and if you don't hear my voice, have a great, safe Independence Day. Bye-bye.